For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Tis the season to give something delicious. Give the gift of gourmet Italian foods with Dallalo's handcrafted gift collection. With over 50 thoughtfully curated options or the ability to build your own, these collections are perfect for foodies, family, and friends. From gourmet pastas, olive oil, and biscotti to epic antipasti and charcuterie boards, and of course, irresistible Italian sweets and snacks. They have it all. Give the gift of culinary delight with Dallalo's gift collection. Shop today at Dallalo.com. Happy gifting.
TSC Unleashed is available on YouTube. Find TSC Unleashed. All the latest news, football, basketball, boxing, and entertainment news. We cover it all on TSC Unleashed. Every week, please feel free to subscribe to TSC Unleashed on YouTube. Pro Cafe, that's right. Pro Cafe is your new number one source for 24/7, 7 day a week, lo-fi music and more. Whether you're hard at work or hard at play, let Pro Cafe be your life soundtrack. Subscribe now at Pro Cafe on YouTube. Peace.
Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma. Yeah.
All right, there we go. All right, all right, all right. All right, thank y'all. I know we was having some kind of problems, man, but shout out to the fam. We did another stream last night. My sentence was a bit off, so let me start again. Welcome, well, let me start again. All right, there we go. All right, all right.
Put,
all right.
Put one in the all chat.
Right. Put one in the chat. Okay, I heard myself right there. All right, so shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all for being in the stream. In this thing, put one in the chat if y'all can hear me. All right, yeah, okay, thank you. I was doing a lot of goddamn talking, man, and nobody, y'all ain't hear me? God damn it, man, why y'all didn't tell me you couldn't hear me? I don't understand. work with me, people. Shout out to the fam. Thank y'all for being here. Much love to the entire Who Dat Nation, man. Like I've been saying for some time now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports family. Now that we up in this thing, Saints signed wide receiver Brian Edwards. Now, they've been doing the thing. They've been doing some research behind this. I knew eventually Saints would make a move and bring somebody that Derek Carr is familiar with onto the team. And bringing Brian Edwards, not a bad acquisition, not nothing flashy or big, but anytime you bring a veteran, a young veteran wide receiver into the fold for the Saints, helps out big time. So the Saints continue to bring these guys in and bring in and add some value here as well. So anyway, we're going to go over that move today. So shout out to the fam. Let me give a shout out to the fam, man. Big ups to everybody. Poppy 504, shout out to your fam. Roll, shout out to your brother. Brother OG Jerry is in the building. Tano, shout out to you. What's up, Dana? What's happening, Queen? Appreciate you, brother. Torrey Shepard Sr., Pelicans, Nola, Kevin McKnight. Good to see you. Coach Todd is in this thing as well. Good to see you. Appreciate you. Rudy. What's up, Rudy? Much love to Coach Rudy. He's in this thing as well. All right, good to see you. All right, who else we got? DJ Twigger, how you doing, brother? Mont Dog is in this thing. Good to see you. Who Dat Nation, appreciate you, brother. All right, Ricky, shout out to you, fam. Appreciate you, Ricky. Much love, brother. Okay, Tramal, Molly Mall, what's popping, my brother? Good to see you as well. Shrine, shout out to you. Eric, shout out to you. Good to see you as well. Nola Balls, shout out to you. Appreciate you. Who else we got chilling? L, what's happening? L, Mr. Who Dat's in the building as well. Appreciate you, my brother. Much love to you. And big ups, Rush Hour. Good to see you, family. I hope everything going well for you out there as well. Shout out to you. All right, AJ, shout out to you and everybody. Kenny 504, Alley Boy. Who else we got? Everybody, man. Uncle Deuce in this thing. Shout out to everybody, man. Jarrell, I see you. T. Dizzley, good to see you as well. LM Tab is in this thing. Much love. Old Baldy's in the building. Shout out to you as well. All right. Shout out to the fam, man. Good to see y'all. Now, let's talk about this, man. The Saints making some moves. I got a couple of articles. I'm not going to hold you very long. And JT, I don't know if JT in the building, because that always tickle JT when I say that. And I end up saying, I ain't going to hold y'all long. What's up, Mario? Shout out to brother Mario. Good to see you, fam. I always say I'm not going to hold y'all very long. It didn't end up being an hour and a half. But this time around, we're going to be cool. Going to be a little bit more disciplined. Here, we're going to do what we say we're going to do. That's how responsible people do their thing, right? Responsible people says, hey, man, cute. We're not going to be long. So we're not going to be long. We ain't going to do the Baptist minister thing where we say, hey, family, listen, we ain't going to hold you very long. And then 3 hours later, you know, we ain't going to do that. We're going to be responsible. All right, so shout Molly Ball. All right, so shout out to everybody. Appreciate you. What it do, pimpin'? Shout out to my brother School, BJ9, and the rest of the fam. We up in this thing. So let's get it popping, man. Let me get my share screen together for the family members. But this is the article right here, family. This is the news of the day. This just happened not too long ago, a couple hours ago. Farouk, shout out to your brother. That sees the Saints sign wide receiver Brian Edwards. Now, this is a guy Derek Carr had a repartee with to a degree when he was with the Raiders. We knew ultimately that one of these things would be going on, right? So, yeah, hold on now. We got to be responsible now. Like, hold on now, Q. Let me tell you something. You can't. So, let me stop you right there now, big. Let me tell you something, big boy. Let me tell you. You can't be, you know what I'm saying? You can't be like me. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, you know, I said that I was going to work the cap back to the middle. You know, listen, you can't be like me. You got to actually do what you say you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I hear you, Mickey. I was trying to just be a man of my word, you know, not like you who said you was going to work the cap back to the middle. You're trying to work it back to the middle, but you're actually not.
Well, hold on now, man.
But anyway, let's get into it. New Orleans Saints add a receiver very familiar with the new QB, Derek Carr, according to reports. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and Nick Underhill of New Orleans Football reported that the Saints are signing free agent wide receiver Brian Edwards on Monday. Terms of the contract are unknown. More than likely, it's a 1-year deal. for the team, similar to some of the other veteran moves that we had. I guarantee it's probably a 1-year deal. But that was, he was a third round choice. Notice the Saints' young veteran approach, right? The young veteran approach of the Saints, what they're doing. We're talking about Lonnie Johnson Jr. We're talking about Jonathan Abram and now Brian Edwards. A lot of these contracts, we don't know how the length of, but I guarantee you, these are the talent levels of these guys. Like Brian Edwards is a third round draft pick back in 2020. Jonathan Abram, who was what, a first round pick, and Lonnie Johnson Jr. He was a second round pick, if I'm correct. So the Saints are getting depth, young veterans. Think of, you know, not some old guys that are outdone, but young veterans that were guys that were high draft choices, third round, second round, first round talent all over the team. Very good trend. I like this trend. Edwards was a third round choice by the Raiders in 2020 out of South Carolina. He had 234 catches for over 3,000 yards with 22 touchdowns in 4 collegiate seasons, including he had a 790-yard season in the last 3 campaigns. Appeared in 12 games as a rookie, was hampered by an ankle injury, had just 11 catches for 193. Playing with Carr, the new quarterback of the Saints, Edwards saw a breakout performance. In his second year, he had 34 catches for 571 and 3 touchdowns in 21, including 5 games of at least 60 yards. Now, the Raiders traded Edwards to the Falcons last season. He had just 3 catches for 15 yards with the Falcons before being released after 7 games, and the Chiefs picked him up, but he remained on the Chiefs practice squad until being released at the end of the regular season. So, this is Bob dropping the scoop. Shout out to Bob, who much love to him and Kyle T. Mosley and the rest of the family at the Saints News Network. 24-year-old Edwards is a physical wide receiver. He's 6'3", big guy, 6'3", 212 pounds. He adds a little downfield threat, but it's a sure hand. He do have a little speed to his game, too, but a physical wide receiver. If you study the tape on Mr. Edwards, physical wide receiver, tough to bring down. That type of dude, you know, possession fits the possession model, you dig, but a sure-handed target over the middle and in traffic. He'll win most contested throws because he uses his body well and has strong hands. Possession. Edwards will compete for a spot in New Orleans receiver corps that includes 22 first-round draft pick Chris Olave, former All-Pro Mike Thomas on a restructured 1-year prove-it deal, and 2022 undrafted playmaker Rashid Shaheed. So the Saints going about improving the wide receiver room and stepping their game up. Thomas played in, 34 games in 21 and 22 without his physical presence. The Saints ranked dead last in passing production during the 21 campaign. The emergence of Olave and Shaheed helped improve that ranking to 16th, but the attack still struggled without the nearly unstoppable intermediate routes from Mike Thomas. So the Saints do have some level of insurance now. Now, Edwards isn't on the level of Thomas, but gives the team another physical presence at wideout. His familiarity with Carr should also be a major asset to the Saints offense. So there you go. So the Saints add a very physical, big wide receiver, 6'3", 220-plus, Mr. Brian Edwards, who Carr now has a weapon. Now, it does help out the Saints from the wide receiver perspective. Let me go into my little depth chart right here for the Saint family member so you can see. Now, let me update it right here. They already added it to it. So as you can see, as we keep adding them, this is what our depth chart, this is unofficial depth chart, but it's a damn good looking depth chart if you think about it. We just need this to translate from off season into in season. We need to have the success to carry over and put games together, so many games that we can be able to get back into the winning side of things. Let's get back to winning. So Carr's there, Elvin Kamara with Jamal Williams. That's really nice. Saints still need help in the running back room. You got Dwayne Washington there. Eno Benjamin still on the team. Saints could see a young back in the draft. We could see it, maybe one or two of them. Chris Olave going to the wide receiver position. Chris Olave, Michael Thomas, Rashid Shaheed. Then you see Brian Edwards behind Rashid Shaheed. And really, he should be behind. You see where Traquan Smith is. That's where Brian Edwards should be. And then, of course, Kirkwood, Traquan Smith, Kirk Merritt, and Quan Baker are the remaining wide receivers that's available for the Saints. Also, don't forget that Taysom Hill, even though he's listed as a quarterback and tight end, he can also play wide receiver. He's the utility knife dude. You can move around wherever you want to. So don't forget his value, his His value, his, you know, I guess multiplicity, you know, his ability to move everywhere and be everywhere, Mr. Taysom Hill, concerning the skill set players, running back, wide receiver, tight end, something like that. So how do you guys feel about it? Solid move for them to get somebody Carr is familiar with. That's a very smart move, and probably it's definitely going to be cheap. It helps us out. And do we still address a wide receiver in the wide receiver room in the draft? I would be cool with anything after the fourth round, because still and all, Mike Thomas had been out of football for a while. You don't know what that's going to look like. And then you always could use another wide receiver on the back end, anything from fourth round on back. I'm not mad at you. They're going to have great, good value there as well. So Saints wide receiver room gets some help with Brian Edwards getting there, because really the rest of these guys are not as big as he is. When you talk about Tre'Quan Smith, he's what, 6'1". Quan Baker is 6 feet tall. Keith Kirkwood is, I don't know. Keith Kirkwood's not the same Keith Kirkwood we knew when he was here the first stint with the Saints. Since he came back from Carolina, he just didn't look good in the Saints. He was offensive last year when the chances that he did get, he was dropping the ball. So you're still not completely, you know, settled in there. You could still use some help in the wide receiver room, and I'm pretty sure the Saints are looking to draft or the undrafted aspect to address the move. So shout out to the Saints for doing a very good move and getting Brian Edwards. This is the news of the day for the family members just joining us. Mr. Brian Edwards is a Saint, 6'3", 220. More than likely the deal has not been, in terms of the contract hasn't been released, but we all anticipating it being a 1-year deal. Like you see Jonathan Abrams and Lonnie Johnson Jr. get 1-year deals here with the black and gold. We'll see. Also, let's move on to the next subject here. And this is a guy we talked about. This guy, Abram Smith, is the XFL's leading rusher. Say it loud, say it again. That's right. Former Saint undrafted running back, Mr. Abram Smith, is leading the XFL in rushing. Former Saint running back, Abram Smith, is the XFL's leading rusher after 5 weeks. Did the Saints give up too early on undrafted rookie running back Abram Smith? Yes, they did. We were saying this before, because when Dennis Allen said he wanted a power running game, then he brings Abram Smith in here. And when Abram was running, that's all he did was carry it. He's a power running. So they definitely gave up on him a little too early. But last season, a rookie once put the football on the ground in preseason action one time against Houston. Dennis Allen post-game press in Houston, I recall how he wasn't pleased that the rookie fumbled within the red zone and primed to score turnovers on Allen's pet peeve. But Allen screws up all the time. Who puts him in the doghouse when he was doing the dumb stuff that he was doing? So I would think that him, of all people, would be a little bit more patient with a rookie running back. So the team waived Smith on August the 28th for the roster cutdowns and didn't sign him to the practice squad, which is really weird because he should have been signed to the practice squad at the very least. Anyway, it's unfortunate for the Saints and Smith, who broke Baylor's single-season rushing record. We knew what he was capable of. Fast forward to this season, Smith was the first overall pick in the 2022 XFL draft. He looked darn good for the DC Defenders after 5 games. Abram Smith is the XFL's leading rusher, 432, averaging 5.1 yards per rush on 84 carries, 4 touchdowns. He has 1 fumble. You know, this is still a good running back. So if you put him on the street, put him on your practice squad. Saints have several positions on their practice squad during the year where they got what you would call guys that would never play, they would even look to in any type of situation to bring on the actual active team to give them some help. Practice squad's supposed to be for guys that need practice. This fits Abram Smith's model. Anyway, the Saints didn't keep him. I think he ended up going to the 49ers and all that kind of stuff, but.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select 2 or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code PLAY100. That's code PLAY100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
This is not a foregone conclusion because the Saints could actually look at him as the runner. Like when the XFL stuff is over with, they could very well still bring Abram Smith in if they're looking at it. Maybe they seeing it like, man, Abram's developed a little bit. Maybe we can bring him in as the third running back, challenging behind Jamal Williams. Wouldn't you love that, family? Abram Smith. But we'll see how it all shakes after five. Shout out to Kyle T. Mosley on this article. Just a little dropping some game on you. Defenders offensive line to open up holes for Smith to pop off long touchdown runs of 70 and 62 yards. When you see running backs who run hard, not just run into open gaps and they're back, they're blocking too. You want more of them, offensive lineman Ty Clary said of Abram Smith. New Orleans might have missed a chance to witness a solid running back mature and evolve if given a chance. Today, he's the prize rusher for head coach Reggie Barlow in D.C., who is using old-school smash-mouth football with Smith guiding them to the only undefeated record in the XFL. The competition may not be the same as NFL, but a nice young runner like Smith could be have complemented an Alvin Kamara, Jamal Williams very well in the Saints' backfield, no doubt about it. It could still be a thing. It could still be a thing with Abram Smith running the ball hard. He wouldn't cost you a lot of money. And it's just another option the Saints could look at. Not saying not draft somebody in the draft, draft somebody, but still bring Abram Smith in here. Still bring him in here and put him on the practice squad if you need him. Saints had four active running backs at one time during the season. He could be a part of it, but he has to learn how to play special teams as well. So it's a part of the game, and it would be cool to see Abram Smith back in the black and gold uniform, bro. I love hard running backs. Jamal Williams is here. Then Abram Smith is here. Just brutalizing the opposing defensive lines, just running through, ripping through arm tackles, running over people. Love Abram Smith's style of play. He runs like he's shot out of a cannon, man. And people don't like tackling those type of people, just to keep it a buck 15 with you. All right, anyway, let's move on to some more information here coming straight from the Canal Street Chronicle. Saints 2023 offseason workout dates have been announced. The Saints' first day of workouts will be April the 17th, so check your calendars, who that's. As we go up in there, this is a little something for you guys to put your own game about what's coming up. On Friday, the NFL announced the offseason workout schedule for all 32 of the teams. And then Saints, our first day of workouts will be held on Monday, April the 17th. OTAs will be held Monday, May the 23rd, through Wednesday the 25th, Tuesday, May the 30th, Thursday, and June the 1st, and Tuesday, June the 5th, through Thursday, June the 8th. Their mandatory minicamps will be held on Tuesday, June the 13th to Thursday, June the 15th. Rookie minicamps will be announced at a later date. So there you go with some of the NFL offseason programs. As I kind of enlarge this right here, you can see me, see if I can get this a little louder, bigger here. Yeah, there you go. So that's the rest of the offseason programs, dates involved with, say, April the 17th, just say the Bills, Dolphins, Pats, Jets, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers, April the 17th. You see the 11th is the Texans and the Colts. You see Jaguars are also the 17th with the Titans. And you see the Denver Broncos with Sean Payton's April the 11th. The rest of them all April the 17th on the left side, on the NFC side of things. You see April the 17th for the majority of the teams, including the Saints, and on the other team, it isn't. Is on the Carolina Panthers because of the new coaching staff. They're trying to give them a little edge there to see if they can get stuff going April the 10th. And then, of course, that is the only one. So, you know, that's just how the NFL doing these offseason programs. They try to give the newer staffs an opportunity to get going a little earlier to kind of get them caught up to speed. So that's interesting. Also, per Article 21 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement, teams are allowed to hold a voluntary 9-week offseason program that is conducted in three phases. Phase one, which consists of only meetings, strength and conditioning, and physical rehabilitation for 2 weeks, right? All right, week phase two, which consists of some of the on-field work, but is limited to individual or group instruction and drills. The offense and defense can be on the field together, but must be separately. There is no live contact or team drills allowed. This phase will last for 3 weeks. Phase three will last for 4 weeks. Teams can have a total of 10 days of OTAs, you know, and can consist of 7-on-7s, 9-on-7s, or 11-on-11 drills, but no live contact is allowed, right? This year's NFL draft will be held in Kansas City on Thursday, April the 27th through April the 29th, followed by the NFL schedule release, which is expected to place mid-May this year. And, of course, we'll be here covering it all here on Nakoma. Y'all know it. Been doing it for a while. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and flip back to the main story of the afternoon as the Saints signed Mr. Bryan Edwards to the team. His familiarity with former Raider quarterback Derek Carr in Los Angeles or whatever is now a member of the team. And like I said, I showed you guys the depth chart for the Saints wide receiver ways. And you got to give them credit what the Saints are doing, adding talent to the offensive side of the room. Jamal Williams was my favorite acquisition coming on to the team. You know, he was my favorite. Saints giving him an Elvin Kamara pairing, which will be really cool. The Saints needed a little help in the wide receiver room. They, you know, and a couple of in-team moves, like in terms of, you know, you can bring in new guys versus guys that already been here. Love the Jameis restructuring. Jameis deciding to stay with the Saints. That was really cool. The Mike Thomas restructuring to a one-year deal was really cool, like that. Andrus Peat getting reworked, freeing up money, keeps the Saints' offensive line intact. And then, of course, you got other guys like the re-ing up with Juwan Johnson, a two-year extension. That was cool. Saints attempted to get Foster Monroe, and then he just found out about the cancer here. So the Saints are more than likely doing due diligence. Word on the street, they're looking for another tight end to bring in as well. So Bryan Edwards is here to fortify with the Saints going on. So where does Bryan Edwards fit? I see Bryan Edwards more of a guy that's like a backup to Michael Thomas right now. They got Tre'Quan Smith standing there. So, but yeah, Edwards would be a guy that if Thomas, you know, he moves in that role, he's a physical possession style wide receiver. He's 6'3", 220 pounds. He's the guy that's built to go across the middle of the field and catch those balls in the intermediate routes in the tough areas of the field and take that punishment, you know? So he's the guy that's built to do that. Plus, he knows Derek Carr, so it makes it that easier for him to kind of guide on in doing that. So that was pretty cool for the Saints to get him somebody he's familiar with. So I like what the Saints are doing offensively speaking. We still need a little bit more in terms of adding talent to the team, in terms of adding depth to the team. Our offensive line, we added a few people there. The draft comes along. I can see the Saints add some help. I knew at some point the Saints going to add a veteran tight end to the mix. So they're still working on that. So when the draft swings around in late April, the Saints going to have a lot of the needs that you look at from an offensive and defense standpoint actually met. So this will be pretty cool for the Saints, what they're doing. So let's go on down here to the defensive side. So I show the Saints family members the defensive side of things. Hold on a second. There we go. All right, so this is the Saints defense right here. And you can see what we're doing. Not bad by the black and gold, man. Cam's there. And, of course, the Saints have three new starters on the defensive line, which is going to be anyway. Nate Shepard and Kalen Saunders are those guys. Saints read up with Malcolm Roach, brought him back. Prince Amelie's a depth chart piece, practice squad guy. So, you know, the Saints going to add some more talent. They're going to eventually add another veteran defensive tackle to the mix. And some draft picks there. I'm looking at them, looking at that. They got Carl Granderson on this unofficial depth chart lined up as a starter opposite of Cam Jordan. Is Carl Granderson ready? You know, let me pose that question to the great Saint Think Tank. Is Carl Granderson ready? Is Carl Granderson ready to start for you? Better yet, let me pose this question to the great Saint Think Tank today. Which guy currently on the team do you feel should start opposite of Cam Jordan? Is it Carl Granderson? Is it Peyton Turner or is it two new passing yo? You guys put it in the chat. Let me know how you feel about it. Question of the day for the Who Dat Nation. Which defensive lineman should start opposite of Cam Jordan? Should it be Carl Granderson, Peyton Turner, to new passing yo, or a draft pick. You know, I won't get too complicated with it. I guess I can throw a free agent in there, but I'm trying to force people to make a choice between, you know, who we got on the team, because more than likely it probably will be who we got on the team. So which one of these guys do you think should start? All right. B Jizzle, what's happening, brother? How you doing, B Jizzle? Shout out to you, fam. He says Carl Granderson. All right, I got you. All right, Debo said Granderson ain't ready. I've been hearing that a lot lately, bro. A lot of people telling me Granderson not ready, Q. All right, and Debo says Peyton Turner shouldn't be our starter, Granderson either. So I guess, Debo, who you got? He's great and situational. Granderson is better than Turner, though. Okay, so who you got, Debo? You telling me who is not, telling me who it should be. Or do you think it should be a draft pick? Who'd you like? Talk to me. All right. Shout out to you. All right. Who else y'all got? What's up, hard hitter? Okay. We got Mickey in the building. What's up, Mickey? How you doing?
Hold on. I ain't done cooking, Coo. Hold on now. The salary cap books. Hold on. I ain't done cooking yet.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Shout out to Mickey Lubas. Oh, Mickey, man. Mickey representing. Shout out to you, Mickey. All right. Mark says Peyton Turner, if he can stay healthy. Thank you, bro. Debo says Granderson. He likes Granderson over Turner, but Turner is automatically going to be out a couple of games. automatic default. All right. It's Poppy says, whoever's strong against the pass and the run. Okay. All right. Shout out to you, Ramsey. Good to see you. All right. Debo says he won't. Okay. Ngakoue. Okay. Yannick Ngakoue. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you know, Ngakoue is a good pass rusher. He is, but he kind of suffers against the run. You are aware of that, bro. That's been the biggest knock about from Yannick Ngakoue. We do realize that, right? One of the biggest knocks against him is that he's good on the rush, but he's not good. I mean, he's good on the pass, but he's not good on the rush. That's why he gets moved around a lot from team to team. You know, I mean, a guy is a young guy like him that has all that speed. I'm like, why is this guy moved? That is the knock that I'm hearing on him, just to throw that out there. All right. Aiken says Turner is nowhere near as good as Curl. Okay. So I guess we got him. Okay. You got Curl Granderson there. All right. What else y'all got, fam? Eric says Granderson for now. Q, thank you, brother Eric. All right, Pelican says we're going to draft an edge. Okay. All right, Lee says Nolan Smith should be our guy we target. Okay, so guys want the drafts. They want the guy out the draft. Okay, both are garbage. Okay. All right, okay. He says he wants Yannick Ngakoue. Okay, make it done.
Hold on now, man. We got to talk about that.
All right, shout out to my boy Randolph. What's up, Randolph? He says, better be Turner, but most likely not on the team yet. It'll be, okay, Foskey. There you go, bro. Leave it to my brother Randolph to spit the game, man. Like I said, bro, one defensive end, and I know about Nolan Smith. I watch footage on Nolan Smith. Been studying a lot of footage lately. I can't help to. With GM Kev and brother KT sending me all the tape to watch, man. I'm a tape watching fool right now. But one of the guys out of all, I watched a lot of defensive lineman tape, especially the edge guys. And one of the most impressive guys that I like is Isaiah Foskey. I'm not going to lie to you. His tape is awesome. He's pro ready to me. He's not just a one hit wonder. He was doing this stuff the year before this year. And he has the right size. He has the right speed. He's good against the pass and the rush. He's intelligent. And like when I approach the draft, I'm looking at guys that remind me, like if I'm looking for a defensive end, what's my idea of what a defensive end supposed to be? You know what I'm saying? What's our idea of what a defensive end supposed to be, right? And I'm saying if I'm a who that man, then I'm automatically saying to myself, well, hell, if I'm thinking about that, my idea of a great pass rusher is Cam Jordan, not Marcus Davenport. So if I'm a Saint man, I'm looking for Cam Jordan's in the draft. So how many, and you know, that's, you know, you're trying to find another Cam. I'm not trying to find a Davenport. I'm serious. So who reminds me of Cam Jordan? We got a template of which type of end we need to start looking for. It's not like we confused. Like you seen Cam Jordan do this, got the sack record for the Who That Nation First Ballot Hall of Famer in my book. Cam Jordan. We should be looking for Cam Jordan types. And Isaiah Foskey from Notre Dame reminds me of Cam Jordan. He does. So, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be bad. Now, of course, Peyton Turner going into his third year, he does carry the first round grade. So if you're drafting these guys with a first round pick, ultimately, eventually, they got to start for you. That's the only caveat there, right? Problem is, Peyton Turner can't stay healthy. That's the issue. We wouldn't be having this discussion if it was, you know? Anyway, all right. Nola Boss, I actually think the Saints are picking Edge at 29 and at number 4. Two edge rushers. Wow. Austin says Calais Campbell's still out there. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Debo says Turner is a pass rusher and Granderson also isn't. Sanders a good run stopper. Okay. So he wants either Calais Campbell or Yannick Ngakoue, either one of them. Yeah, I get you with the sacks. That's the thing. Sacks ain't a problem with him. Yannick Ngakoue can get there. We've been saying Yannick Ngakoue for years, man. Haven't we? We've been saying and talking about Yannick Ngakoue for years, at least for the last couple of years. Before Minnesota got a hold to him, we were saying, man, what's wrong with Yannick Ngakoue? The Saints need another guy over there that can get pressure on the edge, and he is not working. He obviously is if he's getting moved around like that, his value is not very high. Let me see what Yannick Ngakoue making, man. What he was making. Hold on here. I guarantee it ain't nothing that we can't afford. Hold on. Give me a second, fam. Let me see what I can find on Ngakoue's contract situation. Hold on. Yeah, this guy, he started off with the, what? He was with the Colts. And, third round pick by the Colts. No, hold on here. No, he got with the Raiders. Okay, Raiders, my bad. Okay, so he started off 2021 with the Raiders. Hold on, we were saying, no, hold on. Is that all this stuff here? No, that's his contract here. Hold on here. Let me see if I can pull him. No, he was with somebody else before. I think the Jags, wasn't it? Yeah, he started with the Jags. Yeah, he was a third round pick, 69 overall, 2016, from Maryland. 7 years in the league. He started off with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He spent 4 years there from 2016 to 2019. His best year was his second year. He had 12 sacks that year and then 9.5 the next year. And then 2019, he had 8 sacks that year. So even as a rookie, the lowest sack total that he had was 8 for his whole career.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He has 65 total sacks in 7 years. Like the lowest sack total Yannick Ngakoue had was 8. He did that 3 times. I love to have a guy that gets consistently. He had 10 for the Raiders in 21. And last year for the Colts in 15 games, he had 9.5. But remember, he did spend some time. Wasn't he up there with Minnesota? They kind of moved him around a little bit. But see, even though that's something that Ngakoue does really well, like he is really special in getting sacks. But what I'm hearing from him, a lot of people are looking at Yannick Ngakoue and saying that his issue is against the run. That's the problem. All right. Thank you, Devin. He says, what's up with the defensive tackle from Pitt or Kancey? His special elite pass rush up the middle can be beneficial to any defense inside pressure lead to picks. Yeah, Devin Sonier, thank you for your super chat, bro. The reality is like with Kalaja Kancey is, man, listen, Kancey is a beast. I just don't think the Saints get him. And then we talk about contracts. Last year, what was his contract? 2 years at $26 million, which was $13 million. I'm pretty sure he'll work cheaper than that. What, 13? 2 years at $26 million was the last contract he was issued. Average salary, 13 million. We're talking about Ngakoue, Yannick Ngakoue. So I don't think Ngakoue would be a bad pickup, or the Saints looking in this direction. I mean, but listen, if you bring Yannick Ngakoue here, what is that telling you about Peyton Turner or Carl Granderson and any of these guys? What do you get? What do you think that's speaking about them? If I bring Yannick Ngakoue in here. if I bring Yannick Ngakoue in here, that means Peyton Turner is on the outside looking in, right? I'm just saying. And that's the issue. Does Yannick Ngakoue, is he coming here? He's starting, right? So what does that say about Peyton Turner? Are the Saints feeling Granderson or Turner could step up this year and give them something from that side? A lot of people feel Granderson's not ready, but they feel Granderson's more ready than Peyton Turner, and they would be correct. Tanu Passanio seems to be like the guy, like he'll come out the gate as the starter because if they don't have a better option there. But also there is the draft to speak about, and that's probably one of the things that the biggest questions the Saints have is who starts opposite of Cam. And the second question is for the Who That Nation is, after whoever starts opposite of Cam, who eventually will replace Cam, because I think the Saints will make him a long-term Saint. So at the end of the day, the Saints still need to address the defensive end position, because even if you're a Peyton Turner guy and you're a Carl Granderson guy and you got Passanio will be a rotational piece, you still need another edge rusher, because you never could have too many edge rushers, because somebody's going to get hurt. More than likely, it'll be Mr. You-Know-Who. Then again, maybe let's send positive vibes and healing energy toward Peyton Turner. And so that he'll be all right. You know, let's send positive healing energies, overwhelmingly positive energies to Mr. Peyton Turner, and even several times more to both of them, including Pete Werner. We need both of those guys to stay healthy, Peyton Turner and Pete Werner. Because listen, if Peyton Turner is healthy, what does he look like? If you get Peyton Turner healthy for a full season, how many sacks do Peyton Turner get if he's healthy? Because the question is, the man is always hurt, right? So let me, another question for the Who That Nation. What does Peyton Turner looks like if he's healthy? You know, and people say, Q, it won't happen. You never know, bro. You never know. If Peyton Turner stays healthy, how many sacks could he get you? Last year was 2 sacks in the limited amount of time that he's played. Now, overall, he has 5 sacks in what? In his career so far. He's starting his third year off. He was picked, what, at 28th overall in 21? So at some point, Peyton Turner's got to get on the field, bro. First-round draft pick automatically says that he's a first-rounder. He going into his third year. That's your starter, right? That guy's your starter. We'll see. Idebo says, Big Q, I'm still mad we drafted Davenport's legitimate junior son. Illegitimate or illegitimate junior. His son and child in every way. Yeah, he is. Yeah. But he plays a little less than Davenport, though. Even Davenport plays hurt. You know, like last year, he was playing hurt to a degree. Peyton Turner don't play hurt. And I don't think that's Peyton. I think the Saints just trying to keep him together. Okay, Trey, shout out to Trey. Trey says about 5. Devin says about 5 or 6 sacks. Debo says, I see healthy Turner getting about 4.5, 5 sacks. Now, last year, he got you 2. So if he starts full time till you see him just getting 5 sacks in his third year. KT, I'm more with KT. I say between 6 to 8 sacks. I think if he's healthy, remember, this guy is 6'6", 270. He's lightning quick. So that means if he's healthy and he's played, I think he can get you anywhere between 6 to 8 sacks. I would kind of look toward that side of things. All right. Debo says nothing less than 5 sacks. Big Q, I'm sorry about. No, don't be sorry, bro, about being honest, man. That's your call, bro. That's all good. All right. Thank you. Christopher says 8 sacks. Shout out to you. Yeah, but the thing is, that's the only other spot that you can look at, right, and say, where are we looking at? Because if you look at the Saints defense, the offense looks pretty good, right? We don't need any starters on the Saints offense, do we? We got Jamal Williams as a competent backup for Kamara. When he goes out, we probably going to end up drafting the running back. When Kamara goes out, that can help keep things going. We add Brian Edwards, to the wide receiver room, along with Mike Thomas, Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave. We'll add some more talent via the draft or undrafted ranks. You know how we do.
We more than likely going to add a veteran tight end to the tight end room, but all this is depth pieces. The Saints could possibly go after a better fullback than Adam Prentice. You know, they got some good, you know, they got a good fullback or two in there that can actually help out if the Saints are looking for that thing. Offensive line, we don't need no starters there. All those guys are penciled in. The depth, they added Storm Norton along reading up with Kelvin Throckmorton. They still have James Hurst, Landon Young should improve. So the Saints added some talent there. And then you go to the defensive side of the ball, and you're looking at the defense, and you're saying to yourself, man, Cam Jordan's there, but the backups behind him, Carl Granderson, to new Pasio and Peyton Turner, and Pasio can kick inside to help you there as well. The Saints have new starters in Shepherd and Saunders and Roach reeing up. So the Saints more than likely, going back to the Calais Campbell thing, because the Kalijah Kancey from Pitt comment that was made, family members talking about, what about him? Just to answer, finish action, your super chat, family. Thank you for that, Devin. I don't think Kancey's going to be available at 29, bro. I'm just going to be honest with you. If Kalijah Kancey is available for the Saints at 29, man, that would be one of the biggest steals in the draft. If he is there at 29, I think he's going to be gone. I think he'll go somewhere in the middle of the draft, the first round of the draft. So I'll be really, really surprised if Kalijah Kancey is available at 29th for the Saints. I think he'll be off the board. I think he'll be gone. If he is, that's a slam dunk right there. That's a slam dunk right there. Kancey would be a great fit in the Saints defensive interior. I'm just going to keep it real with you, but I don't think he'll be there. That's my call. I just don't think that guy's value is skyrocketing, and he's going to be gone. I say at least by the middle of the draft, no later than the 20th pick. I don't see him going to 29th unless something happens and people back up off of him. But I think Kancey's gone, man. I think he'll be gone before the Saints get to him. Saints will have to move up to go and get him if they're motivated to want him, because that's the only other spot you could talk about on the Saints defense that we can pay attention to. Like, we know Saunders is a starter. Nathan Shepherd, Bob talked about his contract, and I was like, yeah, that's true. But for whatever reason, I just, from like a metaphysical standpoint, just internally, I'm like, I don't see right now he's a starter because you don't have nothing better there, but you really don't think the Saints going into the draft saying, hey, man, we're going to look at the first pick of the 29th overall interior defensive lineman. Whatever it is, it's going to be defensive line, whether it's an edge guy or a defensive tackle. It got to be one or the other, because you can't go wrong with either one of them, because you're going to need a defensive end, hopefully Isaiah Foskey there, that will be the eventual replacement for Cam, or a guy that goes to the opposite side of Cam, the other end, or at least pushes the competition in the room. And then the defensive tackle position in the second round could be another big move too, unless the Saints are motivated to go and get somebody else. I'm seeing draft mock drafts that some of the other people are putting out where they seeing Hendon Hooker in the first round, with people picking up on him. I've seen several of them that have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers grabbing a Hooker and at the back of the draft. I've seen some. Now, he wouldn't be ready. Now, he said he won't be ready to training camp. He's trying to shoot past that. But at the end of the day, I've seen all type of mock drafts and some of their talent. These guys, you're doing these pro days, and then some of the stuff they're doing, they're moving up and up, and they're going up in the draft process in the minds of some of these scouts and teams. So it's going to be fun seeing where these guys go. But for Kancey at 29 for the Saints, I don't see. I think he'll be long gone before that, fam, just to be honest with you. All right. Thank you for your super chat once again. All right. So Terrence says 6 sacks, 2 fumbles, 2 fumbles recoveries. Thank you. All right. Turner's average. I'd rather have old boy with the funny name. Passing yo, that's what he's talking about. Debo. All right. JC, what's up, bro? He says 20 and a half sacks. Okay. All right. We got a Turner guy here. Okay. All right. Turning up for Turner. Debo says, so Q, if we get a free agent, do you want a defensive end or a defensive tackle? I think we should grab a defensive end and draft a defensive tackle first round, and then a defensive end second or third round. Do the Saints get any more ends through free agency? I don't know. I know they get some more defensive tackles. I know they're going to get another, at least another veteran defensive tackle because Malcolm Roach is there. You got Prince Amelia. He's a practice squad guy. We don't know what he's going to do. So he's really at the back of this thing. So you will want to have another veteran defensive tackle that's there. Now, Calais Campbell's interesting, but Calais Campbell pushes Shepherd for the job, doesn't he? Does Calais Campbell come to your team to sit behind Nathan Shepherd, or does he start? You see, that's the whole thing, because the money, he ain't coming cheap. Calais Campbell probably going to come more pricier than Nate Shepherd's contract was. But the Saints did something phenomenal. They got Shepherd and Saunders, and none of these guys were like guys that you would look at free agents wise and say, we got to go get this. No, they scouted these guys. And notice the time difference between when Onyemata and Shy Tuttle left, when the Saints signed both Shepherd and Saunders. So they were already looking at these guys. It's like they knew exactly what they needed to do. And the Saints ended up getting guys like Saunders is 320-something-odd pounds. Shepherd is another 300-plus-pound guy. So last year we were talking about the Saints needing bigger guys, big, and I was making a joke about big thighs and all that kind of stuff to be on, you know what I'm saying? But you need girth there. You need big guys with attitude, big guys with attitude that won't allow you to run on them. And the Saints simply didn't have the, it takes attitude to have, to not let guys run on you like that. And the Saints were a beaten team in the middle. And when Shy Tuttle and David Onyemata went somewhere else, it would have probably been a bigger conversation if they were a top five unit. But those guys were awful together, you know. And when the Saints made a decision to go with lesser known players to us, because Saunders did some positive things from Kansas City, and Shepherd did some positive things for him. But really, we'll see how this pairing equals out. But I do know that they live up to the attitude and the strength and the active hands and all this type of stuff, the high motor players. That's what these guys. So shout out to Jeff Ireland, who they really living off his scouting report here, man, picking up those guys. Let me tell you something, man. All right. So shout out to the fam. Okay. Ojulari. Okay. I got some Ojulari. Nola Balls is yelling Ojulari. KT says, Big Q, look at the guys. Yeah. I know about Clayton Toon from University of Houston and Scott quarterback. Yeah. I think you sent me something about him, bro, from Incarnate Word from Zachary, Louisiana. That's the small guy, right? I think you're telling by so many of them, man. Sometimes I get a little mixed up. But yeah, KT, you sent me Toon. I was looking at footage of Toon, man. Him, bro. All right, G-Money says, Q, I'm not putting any faith in Peyton Turner whatsoever. After the draft, find a veteran defensive end to fill that role. Betting on potential will potentially get you fired, baby. All right. Thank you, bro, for that comment, man. Yeah, he was like, yeah, you're coming with the real. All right. Thank you, G-Money. Shout out to you. All right. KT, I feel you on him, man. I'm going to have to do research on it. I think you sent me something about a little guy from Louisiana. Rich, thank you, bro. Rich Vitale says, let's see what Rich is saying. I'm sorry. Let me see. Rich says, did you see how great Kels looked, talked up Kalen Saunders and Carr last week on his podcast, New Heights? I heard about it, bro. I didn't watch his podcast, but I heard someone was telling me that, yeah, he was talking about how good Saunders is, how he comes to work, stuff like that, and handles his business. I heard somebody talk. I'm going to have to look that up and check out what he was saying about those guys. Yeah. Yeah. But listen, these are improvements in my book. Is a Kalen Saunders better than David Onyemata? We don't know that yet. We don't know that yet until these guys get here and they consistently do it. We got him here. Let's see what he can do year after year like David Onyemata did, you know, so we got to see what it looks like. I can't tell you for certain Shepherd and Saunders, they most certainly couldn't do any worse, right? They couldn't do much. But a lot of this is built on the Saints rotation, too. They got to have pieces behind for that. Thank you, Brother Rich, for your super chat, my friend. Appreciate you, bro. Brother Devin says, Q, do you like Miles Murphy out of Clemson? Miles Murphy's all right, bro. I think he's a little bit escalated, in my opinion. I see Miles Murphy play, and I don't have something wrong with Clemson guys, man. You know, I like Clemson guys, but I don't know. Miles Murphy, he's good, but I don't know if they think his value up a little more than what it's supposed to, because I was looking at him studying this film, and I see what he does, and he's good, man, but I don't know, man. I don't know. He don't jump off the tape like some of these other guys. Like we talk about Isaiah Foskey and even the kid from USC, Thule. How he jumps off the tape. You watch the tape. These guys jump off the tape to me. And there's several others that do a really good job that jump off the tape, like Calais Cansey, We talked about him and several other guys. But you look at a guy like Murphy, I don't know. Maybe I need to look at some more tape on him. I'm not really that excited about him. But, you know, thank you for the question. All right. Rich says Kels also said he's a great leader and locker room guy about Saunders. All right. Thank you, bro. KT says Mozzie Smith at 29. All right. Not the dancing bear from Baylor. Big old Ika in the second round. So, yeah, I mean, we got some pass, some plays to look in, some places to look, to be honest with you. But I don't think the Saints are done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think the top picks, and as they keep adding guys to the team, because there's still a lot of room and time, you know what I'm saying? And the Saints just methodically going through it. They'll add a tight end. I think the Saints will add another defensive tackle as time goes. And, like, the market is really nice for the Saints right now. It's really nice for the black and gold right now. How the Saints are just going about their business. They work the money down. They're just handling the business right now, man. And right now it's estimated, according to Sportrack, that Saints just have just under $15 million. That's what Sportrack is saying. So how about that? Saints working with 15. And none of these signings are expensive signings for the Saints. So how many other moves do the Saints know? I know they're going to get another tight end because they were interested in getting Foster. Couldn't get it. He got the cancer diagnosis. But they'll get another tight end. More than likely, they'll add another defensive interior tackle to the team leading up to the draft. And perhaps, a veteran linebacker, hopefully in the same model of a Quan Alexander. I ain't saying they're getting Quan back, but hopefully, you know, we had Eric Wilson. Eric Wilson, that I loved Eric Wilson. He fit like a glove to the Saints defense. He stepped in. Hate losing him off the practice squad last year. I think to the Packers, was it? Who pilfered him? I think it was the Packers that got him off our practice squad. But wouldn't be mad if they had another veteran linebacker to the mix as well. So, and if they do that, then the Saints can kind of do whatever they want to do. They brought back Yidam. They added him to the cornerback room. So the Saints added Alani Johnson Jr. there. They got Jonathan Abrams there. So they provided depth. They read up with JT Gray, 3-year deal. Still have Smoke Monday. They added Ugo Amadi as a special team guy right there. They still have Alante Taylor, and they still have a few other guys, practice squad guys, Troy Pride Jr., Vincent Gray, still have Bradley Roby on the team. So do the Saints. You know, they still have some time, and they can kind of work this thing out. But I still expect them to sign a veteran linebacker between, you know, before the draft, possibly after, and most certainly definitely after the draft. They'll have a ton of those guys available for cheap prices. Then you have the interior defensive lineman, a veteran tight end there. So, I mean, there's a few ways the Saints have. And then once they get to the draft, they can actually draft the guys that they want because they have a lot of the needs filled from free agency. So the Saints sitting with $15 million. Not bad. Saints doing all right. Saints doing pretty good. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I seen tape on Jonathan Mingo, KT. Yeah. I seen who you was talking about. Yeah. Mingo. Mingo's good, man. He's good. I don't know if he reminds me so much of you made the comparison. With him against who you said, oh man, I forgot who you were saying. You compared him to him. I'm like, yeah, I see his physicality, but did you see Metcalf? I don't think you said Metcalf, but I forgot who you compared him to. I don't know if I agree wholeheartedly. I see some attributes in him. I don't think you said Metcalf. Who you compared him to, KT? I forgot who you compared him to. All right, Terrence said Carolina's putting a good team together. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. New Orleans Nation, who that nation y'all need to be. And I'm pretty sure the brothers is listening. They going to say we worried and all that. We ain't worried about a damn thing. If anything, Carolina is putting together a very solid unit. I got to give my brothers, Dave and Rashad, I got to give them credit for what their squad is doing, because they're putting together, that Carolina team is coming together nicely. You had DJ Chalk there to Adam Thielen. We're getting an older Thielen there, but he's still a master route runner. Catches everything, throw to him. Added Miles Sanders there. They're improving on the defense. They got Shy Tuttle there. You know, so they have a wonderful coaching staff. It looks good. And if you're going to sit a quarterback on top of it, like, well, if you was the man, who would you pick? I would say I would take Bryce Young. I'm just going to be honest with you. Everybody enthralled about C.J. Stroud. And listen, Stroud is good. But Bryce Young is the truth. You better listen to me on that. Now, really, I would rather have a C.J. Stroud in the NFC South rather than have Bryce Young. Hopefully, he end up going to the Texans. But they like, if you want a bigger quarterback, Stroud's your guy, but a more complete quarterback. Listen, I put it to you like this. If Young was 6'3", it would be no, he would be far, and there would be no comparison. The only reason why there's a comparison between the two is because Bryce Young is a smaller quarterback. But if he was 6'3", like Stroud is, there would be no comparison about this. He'd be far away the first round draft choice. It's all about size. Like, do you want a smaller guy in a Russell Wilson mode, or do you want a big quarterback in this other kind of mode? And according to what they're saying, the coach like bigger quarterbacks. That's fine. That'll work for me. Because that Bryce Young dude, that dude is the truth. Oh, A.J. Brown, I agree with that, KT. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't mad. Nah, the A.J. Brown comparison is fair. I thought you said Metcalf. You said Brown. Yeah, I'm cool with that. All right. So, yeah, those guys. What's up, Professor? Good to see you. Shout out to the Professor, man. But, yeah, this is – listen, if the man was 6'3", there would be no comparison about who's the better quarterback. This is only because he's a smaller quarterback. And if they do that, that's on them. I take C.J. Stroud in there for Carolina. But I'm telling you, they're putting whoever that guy is, he got to be able to handle the pressure of being on top of that team, because you got a veteran team built for win now mode, and you're going to put a young quarterback there. That ain't something that's going to happen in the first year, unless this dude will be exceptional. And I don't see that happening. It'll take at least a year or two for you to figure it out to start doing it. Because we ain't going to just sit back there and let that guy throw the ball around. We're going to beat his ass back there. All right, Sauce Store. Shout out to homie Sauce Store for the super chat. Appreciate you, bro. Feel free to check him out, man, the Sauce Store, man. The brother got all the beard products. If you got a beard, you know, and all that, man, beard care and all that, man, it's a real thing, man. For my bearded brethren out there, hey, go check out the Sauce Store, man. Put it on Google and check the brother out. Give him some play. All right, shout out to Brother Randall, man. Good to see you, fam. I'm doing good, man. I'm talking to y'all, man. But anyway, it done passed the hour, and I don't want Brother JT and the rest of the family members to say that I kept them longer than what I said I was going to do. So I'm going to get out on that. So listen, with that being said, listen, the news of the day, family, that Bryan Edwards is a new Saint wide receiver. He joins up with the Black and Gold. This is very positive. He's a big wide receiver in the mold, 6'3", 220-plus pounds. Possession mode, he does have a degree of speed with him as well. So it'll be fun watching Derek Carr there. And perhaps we got, you know, and this is, it's a guy that's could push for having that Michael Thomas space if Mike ain't ready to go. Does this mean the end of Jarvis Landry? I think it does. You know, you got Bryan Edwards here. And how long, and you know what, family? How long has it been since we've been looking for a big wide receiver like this? Remember when we a couple of years ago under Coach Payton, we brought in that big wide receiver from Chicago, Cam Meredith? We was like, man, Cam Meredith is coming, man. He going to be the inside guy. He going to do it all, baby, baby. He Cam Meredith. He's here. Cam Meredith. And Cam Meredith ain't do nothing but stay hurt. Cam Meredith was hurt all the time. So we finally got a big wide receiver with some, this guy, you know, he ain't super fast, but he do have a good degree of speed. He's a young veteran. He ain't all beat up. He's a guy that's familiar with your new starting quarterback. And then this is a solid move by the Saints. And I'm pretty sure when the contract come out, it probably be a 1-year deal worth, you know, not much money. Just like the Jonathan Abram and the Lonnie Johnson Jr. moves. Not bad at all for the Saints. We just need all this positive energy to transfer itself onto the field. In the same positive manner. That's what we need. But Bryan Edwards is the news of the day for the family members, and he's here. So welcome in Mr. Edwards. And, of course, you see the depth chart right here where they already have added Mr. Bryan Edwards to the team, 6'3", 220, any other bigger wide receiver, he the biggest wide receiver you have, man. We ain't talking about Juwan Johnson, who's also 6'3", something or other, 230 or whatever it is. But yeah, and Mike's 6'3", too. So him and Mike is the same size. So yeah, Brian is the biggest wide receiver, backup wide receiver you have anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be the biggest guy there. So yeah, 48 catches on his career, 779 yards. He averaged 16 yards, over 16 yards per catch, family. That's a positive stat that you can see from Mr. Brian Edwards, is that he averages 16 yards per catch. And he do have a degree of speed to him, too. He can get up the field. He ain't super fast, but he can run. He can move. Full touchdown. So not a bad acquisition for the black and gold, getting somebody that's familiar with him. Former third-round pick. Love what the Saints are doing. We just needed to transfer. So 6'3 guy. And Michael Thomas, I think Mike is 6'3 too. Yeah, 6'3, 212. Yeah, so there you go. So we need some help. Mike's got some help. If something happened, the Saints have this. And I still feel the Saints eventually during the draft will bring in some help there as well. So anyway, also other article, Abram Smith leading the XFL in rushing. How about that? Averaging over 5 yards per carry. Mr. Abram Smith, the former Saint running back, undrafted guy, is making some noise in the XFL. And even though it's not, you know, superior competition, you be who you beat. And he's dominating that league right now. So shout out to Abram Smith. And perhaps the Saints are watching. You know, you never know. And of course, we talked about the offseason workout dates announced. We covered all that as well in this episode of The Cone. So very positive news of the day for the black and gold family, man, as usual. All right. So with that being said, we're going to get ready to get out on that. Yeah, CJ Stroud ain't no scrub, bro. But you know, like I know that if, like I said, if he man was 6'3", man, we wouldn't even be having that competition. But it's all good, man. They both good young quarterbacks, man. And we're going to both, if whoever they pick, we're gonna take them apart. Respectfully, we're going to take them apart. All right, so with that being said, I'm going to get out on that. I appreciate everybody for being in this thing, man. Much love to the fam. Appreciate y'all. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and the share button. Hit the share button, and share the show on your social media feed, man. It helps us out a lot. Also, be aware that we'll have some advertisements that will be popping out to the rest of the family members. That's pinned to the chat. A couple of new channels that the PRO Media Network family is expanding. Some of y'all already knew about the TSC Unleashed. We're going to start doing that. I'm kind of reworking my schedule, and I reworked it where we're going to be doing at least one show a week. It's a weekly broadcast where we'll talk about matters outside of the Saints. Like, of course, you know, this Lamar Jackson situation, he's requested to be traded. That's something that we're going to talk about on TSC Unleashed. And if y'all want to get a part of that discussion, feel free to subscribe. The link is in the chat right there. And also to our 24/7 lo-fi channel, called Pro Cafe, for family members that liked lo-fi music. Pro Cafe is in the building, man. A lot of some of the great music that we play here comes from the Pro Cafe. So if you want to sign up for that, you feel free to do that. And of course, we'll be having a 24/7 stream popping over there as well, coming up probably not this week, but the following week that'll be going on blast. So with that being said, man, we're going to get on out on this one. I appreciate y'all, and I'm going to holler at y'all on Tuesday. My Patreon family members, we're going to talk some more about the Saints. I got a new mock draft we're going to carry out. We're going to cover it all on the other side. So with that being said, I'm out. I'm going to holler at y'all. Much love. Who dat?
Yeah, huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who dat.
I'm a who dat.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who dat. Lose or winning, I'm a who dat. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who dat.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on Tampa, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Look, like this and I'm a who dat. Every day I'm living, I'm a who dat.
Lose or win, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma. This is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that. Where we do that. Where we do that at. Boogie like this, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma. This is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Soundtrack. Subscribe now at Pro Cafe on YouTube. Peace.
Check out the Pro Shop. That's right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and who that.
TheWhoThatDaily.com. That's right, TheWhoThatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, and even the top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, TheWhoThatDaily.com is your site.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.